This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
In his farewell address, President George Washington, our first president, emphasized the importance of religion and morality in the survival of the Republic. That's us. Now imagine you attend George Washington University in Washington, D.C., and you're holding a seminar now and attending one that's called Christian Privilege in America. Privilege. Well, student Abigail Marone of the class of 2019 isn't holding her tongue. She's upset about it, wants to share her experience. They're actually offering this, how to identify it and deal with Christian privilege in America. Abigail, what's your thoughts on this?
Yeah, so the Multicultural Student Services Center has held a lot of trainings throughout the year. They are holding one on reproductive justice. They've held one on white privilege, male privilege. But this one I found particularly shocking because it is a university-endorsed seminar held by a diversity professional, not a student faith leader, trying to tell Christians how to live out their relationship with God.
Hey, very interesting. Christian privilege. Did you tell that to the Coptic Christians in Syria when they were beheaded? Christian privilege, as they were just kicked out of Iraq en masse or killed. Christian privilege in Libya and Nigeria. Where does the Christian privilege come from, and why do they need a course to identify it? What's the objective?
You know, that is what is so shocking to me, is that George Washington University prides itself in preparing their students for the global community. Yet with this seminar, they are demonstrating a complete lack of understanding for Christianity in the global community. They're not taking into account the Christians today in modern times who are beheaded or persecuted for exercising their faith. And they're certainly demonstrating a lack of understanding for what it's like to be a Christian, even in America, or on college campuses.
So I guess they want to work on a strategy to combat this Christian privilege that we're all wallowing in. They also offer a course in able body privilege. How dare the able body act so cocky?
Well, the problem with these diversity trainings is that they are not meant to foster an open dialogue. If you attend the diversity trainings and you have a different view than any other person teaching the sessions, you're demonized or shamed. And that's the problem with the trainings.
Do you expect backlash from your appearance tonight?
I wouldn't be surprised.
For $76,000, you should be allowed to say whatever you want. It's one
Exactly.
of the most expensive schools in the country. Also very prestigious, but I find this disturbing. Abigail, thanks for having the courage to stand up, and good luck when you graduate in 2019.
Thank you for having me on.
Pretty crazy, huh? But it's the truth. Brian Kilmeade, co-hosting last night, not co-hosting, but hosting for the Ingram Angle, and Abigail Marone, her experience at George Washington University. See, what people want to ignore is what God said. And God said really clear that if you're obedient, there's all kinds of blessings. There's also curses, but there's all kinds of blessings. In fact, in my reading this morning in Deuteronomy 28, it says, and if you faithfully obey the voice of the Lord your God, being careful to do all his commandments that I command you today. This is Moses talking to the children of Israel. The Lord your God will set you high above all nations of the earth, and all these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you if you obey the voice of the Lord your God. Now, the modernists will look and see that Christians have been blessed, Jews have been blessed, and there's a problem with that in their eyes, and they don't understand why we're blessed. And so what they have to do is demean it and make it less than, because in their eyes, God doesn't exist to bless people for being obedient. And that's pretty ridiculous, isn't it? And particularly when you look historically, in terms of what Christians and people of faith have done to society, how they have advanced society, whether it's dealing with slavery, persecution, you know, certainly not claiming any total perfection here, because we're dealing with humanity, for goodness sakes, and we do come with our foibles. But for the grace of God. But when we walk with God and do it God's way, then it is his blessings that pursue us. And you may have a diversity class that would want to tell you different, but God is still true to his word. He's not like a man that would lie and say one thing and mean something else the next day. He is the same always and forever.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
It's about time someone had the courage to say it.
Minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us for the ride, and boy, do we have a treat for you. Peter Schweitzer's next book is Rocking, Official Washington. Now, let me tell you, because the best-selling author who gave us Clinton Cash and the other books, throw them all out, and we've had Peter on many times over the years, and we've appreciated his depth of investigative reporting and bringing the truth to us. As you know, this show, this is what it's all about, pursuing the truth no matter where it leads. He now gives us Secret Empires, How Our Politicians Hide Corruption and Enrich Their Families and Friends. Peter, good to have you back with us. How are you, sir?
Hey, I'm great. Thanks for having me, Bill.
Well, Peter, every time I talk to you, I sit close with a number two Ticonderoga pencil, a legal pad of paper, because it's an endless exercise of note-taking because of the depth of the work that you've been able to do. And what you're presenting now is kind of an extension of Clinton Cash, but is saying that what happened in Clinton Cash didn't stop in it's actually this new paradigm shift that's developed in the Beltway that is enriching the families of the ruling elite.
That's right. We think of corruption. We think of, Congressman Jefferson, who had the $90,000 cash in his freezer.
Cold cash.
That's old school.
Yes,
yeah,
right.
Exactly. Cold hard cash Jefferson, they call them.
Right.
That was the old corruption in the sense because it was direct, and the amount, $90,000 is not a small amount of money, but what we're talking about in these new deals are, in some cases, billion-dollar deals with a B, where the family members of politicians are set up, oftentimes by foreign governments or foreign entities, and they do this to curry favor. And the problem is, Bill, that our rules and laws require a politician to disclose, a $1,500 donation, whether they have $1,500 of stock in General Electric, but they don't require them to disclose that their adult children might have received a $1 billion deal from a foreign government. So our rules and regulations have not kept up with this new corruption.
Yeah, where's the conscience of the Beltway anymore, Peter?
Well, that's a great question, and I think, unfortunately, there are a lot of people, from both political parties go to Washington, D.C. They have an initial idea of public service, and I think they buy into that, but I think the longer you stay there, the harder it is to resist the temptation, and that doesn't excuse it. It's terrible, and I think people that are engaging this, need to be held into account. But I think it's the corroding influence, and what's happening is it's become globalized. The United States economy becomes more intertwined with other economies, China, Russia, Ukraine, they realize that the way to get favors in Washington is to do deals with family members. So it is a natural process from where we are. What we need to do, though, is we need to hold them into account, and we need to expose it and deal with it.
Gosh, Peter, I go back to your book, Throw Them All Out, when we were talking about insider trading, and now and then we had Clinton Cash and what she was able to do with her family and the Clinton Foundation that you exposed. This is that on steroids, is it not?
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, to give you a very real example of how this works, in December 2013, Vice President Joe Biden is flying on Air Force Two to China. He's going to be talking with the leaders in Beijing on a whole host of issues. On the plane with him is his son, Hunter Biden. And Joe Biden gets criticized on that trip for going soft on the Chinese as it relates to a lot of issues. Well, 10 days later, when they come back, Hunter Biden, his son, gets a $1 billion, that's with a B, billion-dollar private equity deal from the Chinese government. And this is for a guy who has no background at all in private equity. He's made a fortune in the killing off of this. And the reason that he got it is the Chinese felt this was a way to, you know, get Joe Biden to, engage in policies that were beneficial to them. And I think it worked.
Well, this is kind of amazing. This is actually before you even did the big exposure on Clinton Cash, was it not?
That's right. And this is the problem. You know, that particular story, there are three major deals that Hunter Biden, Joe Biden's son, does with the Chinese. There's also a couple of deals involving the son of the then Secretary of State, John Kerry, with the Chinese. But the problem is it's very difficult to find this stuff and expose it. They don't need to disclose it.
Right.
The money trail is difficult. So this story, for example, it took us about a year of research to trace down and figure out exactly what happened. And then it involved going through Chinese documents, material in the United States, and tracing the timeline for it. So it's very hard to detect. And that's why one of the things we need to do, Bill, is require politicians that if they have family members involved in foreign deals with foreign governments, they should have to disclose that.
Yeah, I mean, well, even if you disclose it, I mean, basically what it gets down to is our country is being sold out the back door. And what happens is you've got these ruling elites, they're all doing it, and they're saying, look, if the Bidens are getting away with it, why should they matter what I do? Nobody's going to be pointing the finger at them, right? So they're all, you know, drawing cover and protecting one another because this is all one big deep state cabal that they've created for themselves.
Yeah, look, I mean, it is one of the things that there is bipartisan agreement on in Washington, and that is protecting these pathways that they have to, self-enrichment. And I don't think that's going to change unless they feel and realize that their jobs are at risk. I think disclosure is the first step, so at least voters are aware of it. Now, if voters want to go ahead and vote for people who, you know, have family members cutting sweetheart deals, then, you know, so be it. We've chosen our fate, and we're going to get the leaders that that we deserve. I think the problem is that right now people aren't aware of this. I mean, when I've been talking to people about this, they're shocked that the Biden family had these deals. They weren't aware of them, and they wish that they had known at the time.
Exactly. Isn't this criminal, Peter, in some level?
Well, it's a great question, Bill. It depends. It's certainly corrupt. There are legal forms of corruption, right? Because remember, politicians write the rules, and they write the rules that allow them to continue to self-enrich. So it's certainly corrupt. The question on whether it's illegal hinges on the fact whether there was, in a sense, an agreement to, in this particular case of Joe Biden to go soft on the Chinese in exchange for the deal. Whether it was that explicit, I don't know. But certainly there needs to be somebody looking into this to seeing what kind of communication, what kind of relationships were emerging. Because, again, there's no reason that Hunter Biden should have gotten this deal. It was a unique deal that no other person working in China had, where the Chinese government basically said, we're going to give you this money, we want you to invest it for us, and he was not at all qualified to get that that deal.
Exactly.
He had no background in private equity. So it needs to be investigated. And look, there may very well have been laws that were broken, and if that's the case, then charges need to be brought.
Well, we're back to quid pro quo here. Even if it's, you know, kind of underlying, it just reeks of something that does not have much propriety here. It's definitely a conflict of interest, and as you say, at least corruption. But I got to think there's some laws, but who's going to pursue that, as we say, because the people on the Beltway, the ruling elites, know how to protect themselves. On your book, you know, it gives us a preview of things to look at, because you've got John Kerry on the book. You got Jared Kushner, we've got Joe Biden, and we just talked about Mitch McConnell and Barack Obama, and we're going to talk about these cast of characters when we come back. Peter Schweitzer is with us. His brand new book, Secret Empires, right here on Bill Martinez Live.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live.
Back with you, America. America best-selling author Peter Schweitzer. Yes, the one who gave us Clinton Cash, Throw Them All Out, is rocking the D.C. establishment once again, especially the ruling elite, as he follows the money and exposes some secret empires. We're talking the ruling elite that have taken unfair advantage, I believe, of we the people. Peter, we were talking in the first segment about the Bidens and how they enrich themselves. This is, a developing paradigm, maybe one that has been going on, because as we mentioned early on, some of this information, this story about the Biden family and Hunter Biden, this happened before Hillary Clinton, really came on the scene very aggressively with Clinton Cash, right?
That's right. It was in December of 2013, but really between 2013 and 2016, there were three major deals involving Hunter Biden and then in some cases involving the stepson of John Kerry and then an aide of Secretary of State John Kerry named Devin Archer. And these were three deals that were occurring precisely at the time that Joe Biden and John Kerry were negotiating with the Chinese government. So, I mean, it's a massive conflict of interest. We also have a situation, honestly, to be bipartisan, where a similar sort of situation has emerged with the Senate Majority Leader,
Mitch McConnell. Right.
Yeah, I mean, his family, Elaine Chao, they've been married since the early 1990s. In that particular case, you have his family, or his in-laws, the Chao family, have been set up to do business deals in Beijing, China, and they become very, very wealthy, courtesy of the Chinese government. And this is something that Mitch McConnell directly benefits from, because he's been given gifts over the years by his father-in-law to the tune of between $5 and $25 million, which has more than quadrupled his net worth. So, you know, if you look at his voting record and his positions on China over this period, he has considerably softened his views on China at this time. And I think that the two are related. You know, look, if we're worried about a $10,000 PAC contribution, Political Action Committee contribution from, you know, an industry to a congressman maybe swaying his vote,
right,
we ought to be concerned about billion-dollar private equity deals doing the same.
Do you think? No. 100 times more. Yeah, I think we should be, you know, a little mindful of it. Wow. Wow. This is incredible. So, yeah, as you said, it's equal opportunity. It's bipartisan. Probably one of the few bipartisan issues there in the Beltway is this corruption that's taking place. Now, what's Mitch McConnell going to do with the pressure that Donald Trump is putting on the China and these trade tariffs?
Well, I think he's already staked out his position. What he says is he's a free trader. He's always been a free trader. But, you know, honestly, I mean, set aside the debate on free trade policies, I tend to believe free trade is good. I think in this particular case, it's very complex. But the problem is that Mitch McConnell has not been consistent on this issue. He has been somebody that has opposed any legislation dealing with currency manipulation or trade manipulation by China. But when it's come to other countries, like, for example, Japan, he has taken a decidedly more aggressive posture. So I think he is going to, embrace policies that are going to be beneficial to China. That certainly has been his history in the last 20 years.
Did he think that no one was going to connect the dots on this stuff? Is that, I mean, like anything, I guess, there's always one lie too many, as you and I've discussed before, and maybe there's one deal too many that finally just lets the walls come down, pulls back the curtain, and you start seeing all this manipulation that's been going on, and in a sense, their vote, their influence is up for sale.
Yeah, I think that's exactly right. Look, they are banking on a couple of things. One, that these are very difficult and complex stories to uncover. It's not easy to do. So they're expecting somebody to have the patience and the tools, as my organization does, to actually find these things. The second thing is to have the willingness of the media to commit those resources. And the bottom line is, you know, the media, the investigative reporting that we had 30 years ago from the New York Times and 60 Minutes and and these other news outlets is vastly diminished. These companies aren't spending these resources anymore. So I think a lot of it is the expectation that nobody is going to bother to look for it and or be able to find it. And that's really what our job is at the Government Accountability Institute. We do deep dive investigative work. We did the work on the insider trading on the stock market by members of Congress. Nobody had done that story before. We certainly did it on Clinton Cash, which, you know, launched the FBI investigation of the Clinton Foundation. And we're doing it now with this. And my hope is that it's going to lead to some real change in Washington, D.C. now that we've exposed this.
Well, Peter, to your point, when you and I talked about Clinton Cash, Uranium One, I was shocked. I fell out of my chair when you told me about that. And then look how long, to your point, it's taken for that to even really gain some traction. And people are going, that is uranium. Oh, yeah, that's nuclear related. Yeah, that is the Russians. It's like, going, well, Peter's been telling you this for about 3.5 years, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, I tell you, Bill, it's interesting. In this particular story, the one involving the Bidens, we have a similar sort of situation, which is quite interesting. And that is, you know, Hunter Biden gets this $1 billion from the Chinese government to invest in companies.
Right.
One of the companies that he becomes an anchor investor in is a company called CGN, China General Nuclear. Well, less than a year after he becomes an anchor investor in that company, the FBI charges that company with trying to steal nuclear secrets in the United States. And in fact, one of the engineers, senior engineers of that company, pleads guilty. They were trying to gain access to this nuclear reactor called an AP-1000. Which is similar to the reactors that we put on nuclear submarines. So this is not just about, you know, the Biden family getting money. This has very serious implications because if the Chinese are going to set you up financially, they are going to want things in return. And they certainly got things in return from the Biden family.
Yeah, without a doubt. Peter, what about Jared Kushner?
You know, the Trump administration, you know, has been in office for 14 months. And really the chapter that we have on Jared Kushner and the Trump family is really a warning. We dug deep as we did, you know, the Senate Majority Leader McConnell with the Biden family. We did not find any deals that have been done, by the Trump family. But what we do point out and we do quote are Chinese officials saying the way that they are going to get at Donald Trump is by offering sweetheart deals to his kids. And so we walk through and explain why they cannot and should not take those deals for the sake of the country. So, you know, people will get a good primer on the commercial ties that the family has with overseas interests. But thus far, we haven't seen any of these kind of Biden-type deals that have been alarming, and we want it to stay that way.
Yeah, why wouldn't the Chinese do that? I mean, the paradigm's been established. If people do that, which they get rewarded for, and the Chinese have been well rewarded, and, you know, these elites, whether it's the Biden family or John Kerry's family, they've been rewarded. What about Barack Obama? You started to mention him.
Yes, Barack Obama, he is engaged in the same sort of corrupted behavior, but in a slightly different way. We call it smash and grab. And what he basically has done is he set up his best friend, which is a guy named Marty Nesbitt. Very few people have ever heard that name. But when Barack Obama was reelected in 2012, his best friend Marty Nesbitt sets up a private capital firm called Vistria, and its purpose is to invest in highly regulated industries, which is a great business model if your best friend is the regulator in chief.
Right.
And what basically happens, Bill, is Barack Obama smashes companies. So he went after the University of Phoenix, for example, which is a for-profit college. In this particular case, saying it's not a good school, we don't want the Pentagon using GI money so soldiers can go there. Well, what happened? The stock price of the company goes from $100 a share down to $3 a share, at which point, guess who comes in and buys the company for pennies on the dollar?
Vacation Marty!
That was his best friend, Marty.
Right.
Exactly.
Yes.
And once Marty has buys it, the Obama administration says, you know, we do think it's okay for the Pentagon to be using GI Bill money money at the University of Phoenix. And that's a pattern that you see repeated again and again.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's in his book, Secret Empires. Yes, it's another one of those books you're going to read and throw and stick in the wall across the room. I have a habit of doing this with Peter Schweitzer's books because it's so upsetting, the revelations that are demonstrated. Peter, great work as always. Thank you so much for being with us. A book available at all the usual places. It'll be linked on our website. And, of course, we'll continue to brag about Peter Schweitzer. Thank you so much for all your hard work.
Always enjoy. Thanks, Bill.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. Hispanic entrepreneurs are more bullish than their non-Hispanic peers about revenue and hiring in the year ahead, and optimistic about their long-term future. According to the 2018 Bank of America Hispanic Small Business Owner Spotlight, 37% plan to hire in 2018, and 71% expect revenue increases. Additionally, over three-quarters of Hispanic business owners plan to grow their business in the next 5 years, and nearly 9 out of 10 believe the business environment for Hispanic entrepreneurs will strengthen in the next decade. Elizabeth Romero, Bank of America Small Business Executive, discusses the findings.
One of the fastest growing segments of the small business sector, Hispanic entrepreneurs expect economic growth, higher revenue, and increased hiring in 2018. This overwhelming optimism extends beyond this year, as Hispanic business owners are anticipating a stronger business climate that will help them grow and flourish over the next decade.
For more, visit newsroom.bankofamerica.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Yes, you're listening to the music of Linda Perry, of course, for Four Blondes. And we're going to be talking with Linda in just a moment. An exciting new campaign that she's involved in. You know, when we buy a painting or listen to music, many people will purchase a song, a CD, or pictures to show support for their favorite artist. Now there is a new program to provide help and support for artists of the future, and it's called the Backing You campaign. Great idea. I love this. And here to tell us about Backing You from QuickBooks is music icon Linda Perry and teenage sensation Willow Mai. Perry is a singer, songwriter, and independent record producer who's founded 2 record labels. You may remember her for the lead singer of the hit band 4 Non Blondes. She also produced hit songs, including Beautiful for Christina Aguilera, and Get the Party Started for Pink. Linda and Willow, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Hi, Bill.
Hey, Patty, great to have you here talking about this new campaign. Linda, let's talk about the state of the music industry. Are more independent labels popping up?
Independent labels always pop up when the big labels start messing up. And when I say mess up, meaning that they just start getting too greedy. They make poor choices. They start, you know, putting artists out that sound exactly the same over and over, capitalizing on the same career over and over. And the risks stop being taken, and everybody's afraid to lose their job. So that happens, as you know, all the time. So right now we're in that state again where the companies got very greedy. They kept signing the same art over and over that have no substance. And now the kids nowadays, there's a different breed of kid coming in.
Yes.
These kids, because of the online, because that you can search, they're discovering Bob Dylan, Patti Smith, Led Zeppelin, the Beatles, you know, Jimi Hendrix, all these amazing artists, and they're comparing now. They're going, wait a minute, why is this so great, and I feel emotional about this, and then this stuff, lyrically and the content, you know, doesn't match up. So then they're sitting in their garages and their rooms. They're picking up their guitars. Kids are picking up guitars again, by the way.
Yes, right.
And they're starting to write songs that are more from the 60s and 70s vibe-wise, meaning soul. Mm-hmm. And there's a whole new breed coming. And so the independents, like my company, we are here. We are finding these artists and bringing them in and nurturing their creative vision and partnering with them, not telling them what to do, not, you know, making them be something, not chasing the gold mine, you know, of, you know, what radio and pop radio does, not capitalizing on a brand. We are just here to try to create a community of, you know, poetic, artistic artists that just want to perform and make music.
Well, Linda, that's at their very heart of who they are. As you know, that, you know, it cracks me up sometimes. And I've been in and around this industry, been around radio for, gosh, over 40 years, and have watched artists, you know, come and go. And as you say, try to be force-fed into a round peg in a square hole, which is very painful. But it is laughable in some sense, frustrating in others. Laughable only is that you get some of these, you know, supposed people that should know better trying to force fit things and stifle creativity. But that's the one thing about creativity. The cream always rises, doesn't it?
Yes. And, you know, I tell Willa this all the time. You know, Willa's 13. When I met her, she was 12. But this is a 12-year-old with a very soulful expression and with a fresh perspective. And, you know, it's like, you know, talent can only get you so far, you know, but what really will drive the rest of it is your work ethic, your drive, your motivation, sitting and manifesting your career, thinking about what it is that you want, knowing what you want and being clear and just going out and taking what is rightfully yours.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to feel like it's rightfully yours in order to go get it. So there's got to be a certain confidence that you have to build around you.
Mm-hmm.
And right now with Willa, like, we took her to Chai at Day as you know, just Chai at Day is a big agency in Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. And we were just trying to figure out how to stand out in left field ways of how to be noticed and get our artists out there. And and Willa was one of the artists that we brought. Honestly, we didn't think anything of her getting an opportunity there. It was more about her just having the experience to be around me, all the other artists, and, you know, play a show in front of people just to get some experience.
Wow.
And then literally, Bill, I'm not kidding you, she barely got off the stage, and we were already getting approached about a campaign with QuickBooks. And
wow, that's awesome.
I mean, it was pretty awesome.
That's
and
great.
They have this. They asked her to do this cover of Harder, Better, Faster, Stronger by Daft Punk for this commercial, and it just blew up.
Mm. Well, that's amazing. Willa, let me ask you, 13 years old, this is amazing. Give us your impression of the Backing You campaign. What does it mean to you?
Well, at least for me, also because I'm young. I'm really young. So I just recently learned all of the work that it takes to get me where I need or want to be. And just even like that song, it takes such a village to get it to the place that it's going. And so having just learned how many people are involved in creating a song and developing an artist and breaking that artist, it meant a lot to see that those people were getting credit and recognition for the work that they do, for the lost sleep, for the skipped meals, for all of that.
Mm-hmm.
They deserve that recognition. And so it was very inspiring to see that light getting shined on them.
Yeah. Well, Linda, for you and everybody involved with the Backing You campaign, this is you paying it forward, isn't it?
Well, listen, I don't know what I do. All I can tell you, Bill, is that I believe in the music community.
Yeah.
I'm trying to do the best that I can. And, you know, the universe pays it forward to me all the time by giving me these incredible opportunities that my career just keeps transforming into something else. And
mm-hmm.
it keeps going. And when QuickBooks came to us with this Backing You campaign, we were like, are you kidding me? Sign us up. Of
yeah.
course we want to be a part of this, because the whole campaign is built around the millions of people, the hard workers behind businesses that are contributing on a daily basis, like Willa just said. And they're not just spotlighting Willa, but they are spotlighting all the people behind Willa and what it takes to run a business. We're not a big machine. We're a small one. And the fact that QuickBooks wanted Willa,
mm-hmm.
it was a indication of their intention, that they weren't looking for a big name artist to promote this campaign, which most people would do.
Exactly.
So we're gonna do a campaign about backing new businesses and entrepreneurs, and we're gonna get Katy Perry to promote it. You know, it's like, you know, they said we're gonna let Willa capitalize on us.
Wow.
It's amazing. I mean,
yeah, it really is.
They're letting Willa, you know, basically ride their hotels, and that's super refreshing. This campaign is really great. You can go to youtube.com/QuickBooks to see the campaign. You can go to willaamai.com or wearehere.com, and if you just put even QuickBooks Backing You, you'll see all the amazing things that they do. They also sent Willa to South by Southwest.
Right.
You know.
Well, Linda, we got to wrap it up there. Again, congratulations on all the great work, and to Willa as well. And we look forward to hearing more great things from both of you. Thank you.
My name's Nigel. As a wise and educated owl, I know the difference between what's wise and unwise. Suffering needlessly with allergy symptoms, unwise. Getting a free 10-day sample of Zizol, quite wise. Zizol is the allergy medicine that's just as effective at hour 24 as at hour 1, which makes getting a free 10-day sample one of the wisest things you can do. So don't be unwise. Be wise all and visit Zizol.com for your free sample today. Use as directed.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. Call now. That's 800-540-8816.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live.
Okay. We're back with you, America. A little technical difficulty, not in the cord. We used to say that in engineering school, Steve-O. Whenever there was problems with the electronics, we said, well, there just must be not in the cord. You know, that happens, you know, and it just demonstrates we are definitely live. And live from Hollywood, California, the movie guy is with us, Steve Evans. How are we doing, Steve-O?
Well, we're doing fine. I miss my intro music.
I know, really. It started to happen, and then, I don't know what, you know, these things.
Things happen, as you say.
Yeah, exactly. But, anyway, hey, we're all together. Brad assures me that all is well there, even though it's snowing. Is it still snowing in Minnesota?
No, it's done now, but.
Oh, the snow's over.
Still
with.
On the ground.
Okay, all right, but it's still there. Yeah, it always has to
be. We have an exciting weekend at the movies. I mean, we can talk about that in a moment. We had an exciting weekend last weekend as well.
Right, exactly. Yeah, let's go. Ready Player One, number uno?
Yeah, it was number one. Of course, that marks the return of Steven Spielberg. It was his biggest opening since 2008 when he released Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull. Made about $53 million over the weekend, but here's what's kind of cool about this when you look at the numbers. It made about $53 million here and another $128 million worldwide, most of that coming out of China. Mm-hmm. And for the third consecutive weekend, a Hollywood action tentpole movie opened bigger in China than in the U.S. And
What is that telling you?
Well, listen to this. I mean, China now has more movie screens than the U.S., and by 2000, 2021, they expect that they're going to have twice as many screens. They have about 41. We have about 40,000 now. They expect to have 80,000 movie screens in China in the next 3 years. So as you can see, if you're a filmmaker, it might help if you speak Chinese.
Exactly. Yes, we're setting up the movie to make sure that it is bilingual, huh?
Well, I think you definitely have to take that into the equation if you're putting together a big action film, because it is definitely something.
Could we torment them back and kind of give them a little bit of the old Godzilla taste that we used to get? You remember?
We're a long way away from those.
Yes, exactly. I know the technology is so advanced, but it would be just for fun, you know, be able to. But then they'd probably hate us forever, and then there'd be another trade war with all our movies and everything.
Let's hope that the trade war doesn't affect the movie product. Anyway, okay, Acrimony was number two. That's the Tyler Perry movie starring Taraji P. Henson. Madea does not make an appearance. Tyler Perry does not don the dress for this particular movie. It was number two, making about $17 million. We have Black Panther number three. I Can Only Imagine number four. Pacific Rim Uprising rounding out the top five. Well, I'm excited about what's coming out this weekend because we have a lot of very well-reviewed films and a lot of really, I think, terrific product out there right now. I'm not sure the first film I'm going to talk about would qualify. It's called Blockers. That's not the complete title. We won't get into all that. About 88% of the critics are recommending this crazy thing. It's an R-rated, raunchy comedy. Seth Rogen is one of the producers here to give you an idea of what might be happening.
Right.
It's not one to take the kids to, okay?
Right.
Check out the trailer before you load up the car. We have three parents stumble upon their daughter's pact to lose their virginity at the prom. They launch a covert one-night operation to stop the teens from sealing the deal. We have Leslie Mann starring, as well as John Cena. 88% are recommending this, I guess, for what it is. They do it well. You might want to check out Blockers this weekend. We have another one called A Quiet Place. Now, this is directed by John Krasinski. You might remember him from The Office on TV.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It stars John and his wife, Emily Blunt. This is kind of a family affair. He's getting great reviews for this. 99% are recommending A Quiet Place. Now, here's the idea. You have a family of four. This takes place in the future, this dystopian future. They must navigate their lives in silence after mysterious creatures that hunt by sound threaten their survival. If they hear you, they will hunt you. They will kill you. Now, here, this presents a rather interesting problem for a filmmaker, as you can understand, because this is not a film with a whole lot of dialogue. The sound is incredibly important in this film. I want to check it out. You know, and what happens, to add another twist to the movie, the Emily Blunt character is pregnant. And if you've been around babies, you know that they make a lot of noise. So that's one more problem. And they have to do everything silently. They have one rule, never make a sound. So check out the trailer. It's very interesting how they pull this off. They say it is so intense, it is one of the most terrifying movies you have ever seen.
Well, thank God they're not a talk show host, right?
We'd be out of business.
That's it. Yeah, we'd be hunted.
Also out this weekend, a movie called Chappaquiddick. Now, when I first heard this, I thought, wow, is this, you know, some kind of political hack job? I really wasn't really aware of what this film was going to be. But it's getting really good reviews, and it's written by two guys, Andrew Logan and Taylor Allen.
Mm-hmm.
And they grew up in Dallas. And they grew up huge fans of the Kennedy family and really weren't even aware of Chappaquiddick until about 2008. If you grew up in Dallas, I guess, and you're in the elementary school, you go to Dealey Plaza, you're familiar with the whole history of the JFK assassination. But they became aware of this. And then as filmmakers and dramatists, they realized the amazing potential of this story in dramatic terms. Now, of course, here's the, in case you're not familiar with it, this is about the scandal and the mysterious events surrounding the tragic drowning of a young woman as Ted Kennedy.
Probably the biggest scandal of its era. I mean, really, and it got blunted because fortunately for Ted Kennedy, it ran coincidental with our NASA project and a moon.
The moon landing. I mean, actually, this happened on Friday night, July the 18th, 1969, which is almost 50 years ago, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
And this was 2 days before Apollo 11 landed on the moon. You know, and the irony of this, one of the crowning achievements, you can look at, of the Kennedy administration, had landing a man on the moon before the end of the decade, coincided with this horrible, tragic event in Chappaquiddick. A lot of people refer to this as the end of Camelot, you know, what mm-hmm. happened on that night. So, you know, what happened was, of course, Ted Kennedy drove his car off the bridge, and I think a lot of it has to do with what happened after that car hit the water.
Exactly.
He didn't report it for 10 hours. This gets into all of it. It is I don't think you would disagree. I think Ted Kennedy was a shoo-in for the presidency in 72 or maybe 76.
Mm-hmm.
But, of course, this changed the course of history. And most tragically, it was the death of Mary Jo Kopechne, who was a rising political strategist at the time. And
this was a
reunion of the RFK campaign mm-hmm. you know, crew a year after he was shot in 68. So there's a lot going on here. I'm going to check it out this weekend.
A lot of moving parts. In fact, we interviewed Mark Chardy. Mark is one of the producers for the movie. And we're going to be talking with him tomorrow and sharing that with everybody. It was quite the scandal. It was quite a study in contrast, because you have JFK with his profiles and courage doing what he did and being a World War II hero. And then you have his brother, who in this movie, I thought without getting into the salacious aspect of the movie, you know, because there was lots of conspiracy, lots of rumor that there was, Ted Kennedy was the ladies' man and they dealt with it in such a way that you came away from the movie thinking there might have been something between he and Mary Jo Kopechne, but they didn't, they didn't elaborate. But it was just the car crash and, what happened when he went off the bridge and, his failure to report it, you know, and, it seemed rather cowardice, and it really sealed his fate. And, many people to this day are still very surprised that he even went on to get reelected as a senator there in Massachusetts. So,
but he became, one of, a noted senator. A lot of people think that this event had a lot to do with his, success as a senator. But anyway, a lot of moving parts.
Right.
Before we're out of time, I've got to talk about a couple of more here. We have The Endless. Now, this is by a couple of filmmakers, Aaron Moorhead and Justin Benson. They came out with a movie called Spring in 2014, which was huge on the international film festival circuit. This is getting great reviews. 100% are recommending this film.
100%? Wow, that's cool.
100%.
Yeah.
Here's what's going on here. This is about two brothers who received this cryptic video message, one of these things on a videotape, inspiring them to revisit the UFO death cult that they escaped a decade earlier. They were part of this UFO death cult, and all of a sudden they said, let's get out of here. These people are going to kill themselves. Mm-hmm. But anyway, they're hoping to find closure. They go back to this camp, and they find that they have to reconsider the cult's belief when confronted with unexplainable phenomena surrounding this camp where the UFO cult lives. I did a rather poor job of explaining the film. Check out the trailer. It's just incredibly interesting. It's called The Endless out there this weekend. Another movie called You Were Never Really Here. This is Joaquin Phoenix starring in this one.
Oh.
And this, if you check out the trailer, this looks like a very interesting film, very well done. Rough stuff, rated R. This is about a traumatized veteran, unafraid of violence, tracks down missing girls for a living, and when a job spins out of control, Joe's nightmares overtake him as a conspiracy is uncovered, leading to what may be his death trip or his complete awakening. 87% recommending that one. So, hey, this is a great time to visit your local multiplex.
Right, exactly. And also, we didn't touch on The Miracle Season.
Yeah, that's out there, too.
Yeah, exactly. So good fun. Steve Evans, the movie guy, direct from Hollywood, the movie capital of the world. Steve, as always, appreciate the insight, and thanks for sharing. Got some good stuff at the box office to check out this weekend.
Have a great weekend.
You got it, buddy. Take care.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories.
But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy. Frustrated?